Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 15, recorded on April 25th, 2008. First, go to the bathroom. Then, wash your hands. First, fasten your seatbelt. Then, drive in the car. First, do your chores.
Aww.
Then, play your video games. First, eat your vegetables. Then, have dessert.
Mm-mm-mm.
First, do your homework.
Aww.
Then, watch TV.
Hooray!
First, turn on the computer. Then, listen to AT Tip number 24, First Then Boards. It's a simple concept. First you do one thing, then you do another. How hard can that be? I guess that depends on what it is you're trying to do first now, doesn't it? For some, it isn't a matter of will. For some, it's a matter of understanding. A first then board is just two shapes, usually squares side by side, where you place two visuals. Here, take these two pieces of paper. There you go, don't be shy, take them right out of my hand. There. Now, lay them down on the table in front of you. Got them? No, that's not right. Take the green one and put that one first. Yeah, that's it. See, the green square is on the left side now, and the red one is on the right. Now, take this marker, yes, the black one, and write the word first at the top of the green square. Yeah, right there at the top. There you go. Good job. Now, at the top of the red square, you write the word then. Perfect. Now you've got to get some visuals. What? You don't have any? It's not my fault you're not prepared. All right, fine. Here, you can take these visuals from the Microsoft Office clip art gallery that I pulled out for you. But next time, you bring your own visuals. You got it? Okay, now you have to think. What do I want my student to do first? Do you want him to write his name? Okay, that sounds like a perfectly reasonable task. Go ahead and look through those visuals I gave you until you find one that looks like something that represents writing. Yeah, that one right there, that one will do nicely. The one with the hand holding the pencil. Okay, excellent. Put that one on the green square right there. Sweet. Nice. Perfect. See, you're getting it. Now, okay, a little more thinking. What really motivates this student? M&Ms? Snickers? Little Dove bars? Hey, is your student my wife? No, they just like the same things, do they? All right, okay, that's fine. Let's just find a visual for candy, shall we? Go ahead, look through the pile I gave you. Do you see any pictures there of candy? Yeah, there it is. Found it. Excellent. Now, plop that sucker right down here on the red square. There you go. You're done. That's it. You just made your very first then board. Wait. Don't pick it up. Oh, see? We forgot to tape or Velcro the visuals onto the board, and they just slid off. No worries, though. No worries. Just pick them up and put them back on again. Now, just show this board to the student the next time he's supposed to write his name. In fact, use it any time the student is having trouble following directions. Just show him the board so that he'll know what sequence things will occur and what is expected of him. This way, he'll know what the task is that you're asking him to do and that it has some sort of ending in sight. You might think that he would already know that he won't be writing his name forever, but this isn't always the case. He'll see that something is coming next and that the task you're asking him to do won't take forever. The then doesn't always have to be a reward. You can do something like, first do problems 1 through 10, then read a book. It can be a reward, but it doesn't have to be. The power of the first then board is in the then visual. It's in the idea that the task I'm being asked to do isn't the end-all, be-all. something is coming next. There you are, outside at recess. I found you. What's that? Why are you so panicked? You don't have your first Venn board on you? You left it in the room and now your students need some directions? Geez, you're right. There he is crying for his lunch instead of running around the track. No first then board? Now what are we going to do? Well, don't worry, don't worry. You have a strategy on you at all times. Your hands. Put them at your sides. Hands on the sides of your thighs, right there. Now, give your first direction. First, run the track. And just as you say it, hold out your left hand way out to the side. Now, hold out your right hand way out to the other side and say, then eat lunch. Try it now. First run the track, then eat lunch. Ah, see, he's nodding and starting to run the track right now. Excellent. You know why that worked? Because your hands can substitute for visuals in a pinch. We gave that student an auditory and visual cue even though we didn't have the first then board on us. What's that? How can you repay me? Nah, I don't want anything. Well, I mean, if you insist, fine, fine, fine. If you really want to repay me, you can tell someone else about your first then board and where you learned about it. Share the podcast with a friend, colleague, or even a hated enemy. Share it with anyone who might find it interesting and useful. Oh, looks like it's time for lunch. That student just finished his lap around the track. What's on the menu? Spinach and liver?
Ew!
Not even a first then board will be able to help you through that little bit of yuckiness. So you're on your own. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll have an example of a first-then board up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site if you want to see a physical example. Just a reminder that my family will be walking to raise money to research a cure for cystic fibrosis on May 19th. If you would like to give, please check out the www.cff.org/great_strides website to make a donation. I'll have that link up in the attipscast.wordpress.com site as well. If you have any questions for me, comments, suggestions, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.